Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest, Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football, and he is kind enough on his busy schedule. I know he's everywhere, whether it's Fox or on radio shows, but he found time to be with us, and he joins us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. It's hard to believe we've 11 weeks go by crazy and go by so fast, and then here we are with the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? You take a look at that, and when you have an opportunity, and we talked to Frank Beasley earlier from the FHSAA about how excited everybody was on Sunday morning, and I know you didn't have much sleep. You were
two and a half hours.
You and Frank were probably drinking the same coffee all day, but what an exciting time of year. I mean, because, you know, we go through the entire year, and we do this show year-round because it dictates it. You know, we have off-season, 7-on-7s and camps, and we talk to college coaches year-round, and before you know it, it's spring, and then before you know it, it's summer, and we're kicking off. We have the Dolphins event, that you came to quite a few times. But now you have an opportunity with things starting tomorrow night down here with two games. To really feel the football playoffs. I mean, in a different format, as Frank was telling us, but the objective is the same. Three games will be played in Tallahassee. The remainder of the games will be played in Daytona Beach. This has got to be a labor of love for you because, I mean, you do it year-round as well. Excited for you on Sunday morning. You were up. You were inputting all the brackets. What was it like for you? Because you had a high volume of traffic on your website. Talk about the interest. I mean, people in South Florida don't understand. We have the Dolphins. We have the Hurricanes. We have the beaches. We have all the amenities. We have big time sports. We have the Panthers. We have everything. But they don't understand how big high school football is in the state of Florida. Let them know a little bit, Josh.
I mean, and there was just a lot of excitement. I'm in the brackets. I mean, that's probably 7 o'clock in a real early time period to be releasing brackets. But the point is, it's more about getting the coaches getting to know what their teams are going to be facing, get them ready for game prep, and that's part of the reason why it came early this year. But the excitement is just to find out who made it, because these Week 11 games, for the last several years, the past couple of years being the point system, this year going to RPI, but the still a seeding process is the same in terms of how it's seeded, and just the excitement, finding out, okay, did my team make it in? Because I know, we were on the cusp line last week, are we going to actually make it in and get in the playoffs? That's the excitement, because you just don't know, because all it takes is, my team winning or this team losing over here, and I may either be in or out. That's what happened I'll point out a good example here, Blue. Tampa Plant, they were sitting in the 8th seed last week, but because Steinbrenner lost, they got cut. They missed out, even though they were a 4-6 team and had one of the toughest strength of schedules in the entire state by any team. So it's just a matter of – it's the domino effects of the, winning games, losing games, and really at the end of the day, and I'm sure Frank Beasley probably said this, hey, you win, you don't have to worry about anything.
Right, yeah. Josh Wilson joining us, Florida High School Football, great website, tremendous social media presence. But at the same time, when we kick things off tomorrow night, you have a program in Carroll City and that would be tough to match. You talk about strength of schedule. Carroll City's 9 of their 10 opponents made the playoffs, which I don't think...
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody else did that. We looked statewide. Nobody else had 9 opponents make the playoffs, and Carroll City did.
Right.
And then you had Booker T, who had 6. So you have a first-round game tomorrow that could be easily a region final. I mean, when you look at it.
Right. And you look at it, and we discussed some of this on Under Lights on Fox Sports Florida on Monday night. And we'll be talking about it again next this coming Monday. So 6 o'clock on your TV channel. Program it in. Watch all the highlights, and you'll hear my talking head going off. And but you know, here's the funny thing is, you know, with the, you know, you look at the, you know, you're absolutely right about Booker T and Carroll City. That could be a regional final. But you know, I think to expand upon that, just Region 4 and Class 4A, it's almost kind of unfair in a way, because, you know, all these great teams that have been successful this year, I mean, including a defending state champion in Cardinal Gibbons, you know, a team, you know, a Booker T. Washington that's been there, done that several times, Miami Carroll City, another team that's been there, done that.
And a university school team that missed out on getting to the state championships last year by 1 point.
Right, and that's just it's so tough. You know, it's virtually unfair, because you got to beat up all these teams, and you look in Region 4, looking at all the other three other regions, and it's like, what's going on here? You know, why you know, it's like, you know, hey, y'all got it easy. It's probably, don't even tell us that y'all have it hard. You don't have it hard.
Yeah, no doubt. And Josh, also, I mean, it's a statewide issue. I mean, as Frank Beasley talked about earlier in the program, some areas of the state are more populated, obviously, than others. So
right.
You get yourself caught in some programs, you know, and that's why it kind of dictates in 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A that you don't have districts, and you do them by region, because of the fact that you could have one team in the region that has 18 kids on the team, while somebody in the same region has 60. So, you know,
right.
I mean, it's you know what, and that's kind of unfair in that way. And certainly, you know, while we're talking about it, I mean, they have a great game going on tonight in our independent championship down here in South Florida. Barbara Goldman trails Dr. Krop 21-20 with 3 minutes left. And that's another avenue that a lot of teams have taken, not just in South Florida, but statewide. You know, programs who want to have football, but they don't have that, you know, the luxury of having pipelines and having, you know, lucrative, you know, youth football program. So they go to the independent route, where they're in games throughout the whole year, keeps interest. So, I mean, there's two sides of every coin, you know, I mean,
right.
And I understand that. I mean, if, you know, I mean, and certainly they have that in North Florida, they have that all over. But that adds to it. I mean, if you're at a school, I mean, I know your alma mater, Middleburg, you know, they could have been classified the same way for years and independent, but they've stuck to it, got stronger, and, you know, got a few players here and there. But there are teams around the state that obviously don't have the luxury. And what do you think about
that? No, they don't have that luxury.
Yeah, well, talk about that. I mean, in a minute or so we have left, talk about some of the independent teams and your thinking on that, because, I mean, it keeps the interest level up.
I mean, they do keep the interest level up, and, you know, this is where, you know, this is why you see, you know, teams in 1A, 3A, 4A don't have districts, you know. I mean, some people like, oh, you know, the Trinity Christians in Jacksonville, you know, the Sherman and Madonna State, and it's like, oh, we don't want to really play these guys because we know what's going to happen, and this is what the issue is, and it's a back-and-forth issue in a lot of ways here as to, you know, with these independent schools, but the independence overall itself, you know, it does keep interest. I mean, you've got the Sunshine State Athletic Conference that's got their little playoff games going on, too, right in a second. And, you know, they've got a few games that are going to happen, I think, tomorrow night as well across the state. And then they're going to have their little championship next weekend after that in Lakeland at Bryan Stadium. So, you know, they're going to play those games. But, you know, and it keeps – It's almost like-minded schools. I mean, schools are going to come out, you know, they're going to go independent, then they come back in, you know. I mean, there's been a few this year that did that, and like an Orangewood Christian in Orlando, for example, you know, they came back into the system after being away for about 6-7 years.
But they have the option, so which is good. So that's
right.
The options are there
on the table, you know, and you look at the schools that, you know, especially the GMAC, the 12 schools that went independent, it was probably for in their best interest that they did that, because we know what was going to happen if they stayed in the district. It wasn't going to be pretty. And, you know, I mean, I probably could name a couple others. You look at the school and some of these districts, and they probably could have gone the same way. And, you know,
good stuff.
Rebuild and get back on track.
Okay, good stuff, Josh. I appreciate it as always. We'll hook up with you again during the season, during the playoffs, maybe a couple weeks in, see how things are progressing. We'll see on Fox on Monday night. You're a busy guy, Florida high school football. Get on it. Website, media, social media, everything. Again, man, thanks so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. FLAHS football and then FortHSFootball.com, especially click on the playoff tab, and that's where you'll get the playoff brackets and all the scores and everything during the next 6 weeks that we've got playoffs and state championships.
Good stuff. All right, Josh, we'll holler at you this weekend. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it, Blue.
Good stuff. Well, Josh has everything going on. I know a lot of you have been checking in with the Florida High School Football website and their social media, as well as ours at SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. Nothing better for South Florida coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.